start off, I got the takeoff for, you know, starting off Mishnah. Father Marvin Besimcha, Baruch Hashem. And we've been in some heavy sugyas of Tzchaik. Sugyas of Tzchaik, and we're not leaving, but we're finding the bridge between the sugyas that we've had and Purim. We can't, as we're coming into Adar, we can't ignore that Purim is here, but we're not finished. There's still more work to be done. L'maisa, we found that there are different types of midos that a person can have. A person could be very depressed, atzlus on one side, says the Rambam, or he could be in tzchaik, which is also a type of crazy happiness which is out of touch of reality. He's a baller, he's playing around, he's a joker. He's not in touch, and in the middle is simcha. Simcha is where every person lives. That life, that day-to-day life, which some people unfortunately find boring, the healthy people find gewaltig. That's what we live for, the day in, day out. Having a beautiful family, going outside, seeing a blue sky, hear the birds singing. Nothing crazy. Everything besimcha. But tzchaik, we pointed out from the Gaon, is the koyach of a person to live outside of reality. The Gaon says in Koheles that a person has two abilities over a behema. Number one, he has his intellect, which we've all heard of. And he can be above the animal kingdom. But then the Gaon says something scary. He says he can also be somebody who lives below the animal kingdom. He can laugh his way through the fire, says the Gaon. Boiling, boiling hot water. Under all types of pressure and heat, laughing and laughing, totally missing the danger. An animal can't do that. An animal has the instincts that it stays away from trouble. But someone who's a baal tzchaik can literally laugh his way to the grave. And it's terrible. We pointed out the idea, the avoda of becoming besimcha, not following all the different whims of society that are totally crazy. Constant stimulation of ridiculous things. One after another, and then a person just comes to their regular life, and it's boring. It's totally boring. So now we have to understand. L'maisa, drinking. Drinking during the year. Drinking on Purim. What is drinking? What is wine? What is it? And it's too perfect. It's too perfect what it is. Because it fits right into our sugya. There's a beautiful Maharal. The Maharal says in Sanhedrin Samach Tes, the Gemara says, "Lo nivra yayin ba'olam ela lenachem avelim v'lishalim tzchar l'rishayim." Wine was created for two purposes. One, so that avelim, people who have a loss, can comfort themselves in wine. And the second one is to pay back the rishayim in olam hazeh for all the things that they did good, really. They did mostly bad, and now we're just knocking off all their scar. They're getting all their olam haba here in this world. How? Through wine. Through wine. Through getting drunk. What's pshat over here? Says the Maharal. He says, Hayayin misameach simcha yisera. Wine makes you too happy. Too happy. It's too good to be true. Right? Everybody knows this from Purim, I hope. Just from Purim, wine makes you too happy. And says the Maharal, it's asur la'adam shimale piv tzchaik ba'olam hazeh. In olam hazeh, you have to be happy, but you have to live here. You can't be crazy. And wine has the ability to take you out of your life. Says the Maharal, he says, if you're one of these people in the Rambam's group who's depressed, who's an avel, and this is all the halakha. If you look in Hilchos Avel, you'll see this. A person who's over there, you know what wine does? A little bit of wine, not getting drunk, Rahmana Litzlan, but a little bit of wine puts you in the middle. Life felt too heavy. It was too hard to get through the day. You had a loss. You don't know how you're going to make it. All wine does for that person is it puts him into simcha. He's happy. That's the reason wine was created in a positive sense, is to take somebody and take off an edge. Take off that edge. Right? That's why on Yontif, a person comes into Yontif, they're Mekayim, according to the Rambam, a mitzvah d'oraisa. A mitzvah d'oraisa, just drinking a glass of wine. Why? Because it takes off that edge. It lets you get into the zone. The Teres Chaim on Sanhedrin, brought by the Sfas Emes and Shmais, says that that's why we make Kiddush on wine. Because it gets you into a zone, a certain mode that you wouldn't be able to. But Rishayim, he says, Rishayim who get drunk, they're getting schaik. They're not in Simcha. They're living crazy, Rabosa. Says, you want to live crazy? There's only one place that you laugh. There's only one place where you're free. No worries. You made it to the end. You finished. That's Olam Haba. Olam Haba, you're Taka free man. You worked hard in Olam Hazeh. Worked, worked, worked. All the way till 120. Boom! Freedom. Laughter after laughter. Madriga of Olam Haba. One after another. Laughing. No way. No way. No way. One Havana after another. Total ecstasy. But a Russia can't get that. So you know what he gets? He gets to feel free here. Free. That's it. No worries. While he's drunk, says the Maharal, he's sapping away his Olam Haba. You know why? Because you can't be so crazy here. You have responsibilities. You're a father. You're a husband. They're dragging you home from a kiddush club? Hey, yo! That's somebody's husband. Somebody's father. Rahman al-Islam. But right now he doesn't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He's fine. Oh boy, is he going to get it later. But while he's doing this, he's as happy as he could be. He's a free man. Says the Maharal, surprise, that's Olam Haba for you. You want a cheap imitation? Well, you got it. You're living in craziness. You're living in a world without any responsibilities. That's Schoik. Schoik is too happy because life has responsibilities. And Simcha, happiness, is tapered with an understanding of responsibility. And this Russia is drinking himself out of Olam Haba. He's experiencing a matzav that's not meant to be expressed or felt over here in this world. And we find, like we said, Skoik is margil, Skoik v'kalos rosh is margil le'erva. Wine, yayin, also brings a person to erva. A mishnah, Rabbi Isai. It's a mishnah and saita. In the Mishnah and Saita and Daf Zayin, it says, "Ketzad Oisala." What do we do to the Saita? Ma'licha lebezdin shabaisa makam. We bring her to the Bezdin, and we say, "Biti, harbe yayin Oisa." Wine does a lot. No, here you are. You're a Sota. You got yourself in a lot of trouble. Wine's pretty powerful. No, the first thing you say to her is, "It's a shame." Harbe schoik oisa. Schoik, you know, playful comments, feeling free. And we try to draw her back in, but first we try to diagnose her problem. Because it's very healthy. We want her to admit what she did wrong. We said, you got involved in the wrong things. You got a little drunk. You thought life was a little bit too free. Come on, just admit it. We don't want you to drink the mei soita. It's got the shame of Hashem here. But what's the soid hadvarim? Yayin v'schoik. These are the two things that come together. This is what creates a crazy existence. Somebody who can't live in the boring happiness of family life. And that's where it starts from. It starts from yayin. And I found something very exciting. You know, when there's a famous thing, you should always look it up. Because if it's famous, you might just know it because it's famous and you might never have read it. There's a famous Ramban in Kedoshim about being Kadosh, like we've been talking about, Kedoshim to you. And the Ramban says something fascinating. And I'm happy that I revisited the Ramban. The Ramban talks about Kadosh is Atmecha b'mutzalecha. You have to stay away from things that you're allowed to do but are not a good idea for you. And the Ramban adds the most interesting detail. He says, V'yikadosh atmo min hayayin b'miyutai. A person should be in control of his consumption of wine. Kemo shikara kasev a nazir kadosh. A nazir who abstains from wine is called a kadosh. V'yizkor haros haniskoros mimenu b'toyra b'noyach ubalo. Part of kedoshim tihu is to have a public service announcement going on through your head. The dangers of wine. This is interesting. You have to remember what happened to Lot. What happened to Noyach. see people's demise in your head. Realize what kind of track of life this brings. Part of Kedoshim to you is not just staying away from wine, but it's being disgusted with these types of people. Looking at these people at Chasanas like total losers. Like, oh my, I am so happy that I'm not that guy. That's part of Kedoshim to you, because it's not enough not to do, it's to be totally removed. I want to be responsible. I want to be someone who won't say, but I was drunk, sorry. But you were drunk. Is that an excuse? It's a good excuse, but I was drunk. Why not? Let's just say, but I was drunk. So, it's good, because you wouldn't do this if you were sober, so you were drunk. Well, I found a tanchuma. A tanchuma, Rabosai. This tanchuma says something that it's hard to believe. I couldn't understand it. You'll help me. You'll help me, Bezus Hashem. It says over here, Vayachal Noyach Ish Adama. Noyach became a man of the earth. Na'aseh Chulin. Tanchuma Parshas Noyach. Why? Because he planted a kerem and he got drunk. And the Satan came. And the Satan had a great idea. Hevi keves v'haragoi tachas hagefen. First, the Satan shechted a lamb under to fertilize. Then, an aryeh, a lion. Then, a pig, a chazer v'harago. And afterwards, a monkey. Very interesting. Interesting types of fertilizer over here. And he put all the blood all over the place over there. What was he saying? What was the Satan telling Noach? Ramazloi, koydem sheyishta adam min hayayin, hare hu tam kikeves. A person is such a sweet little lamb, so cute, before he starts drinking. Right? I want him for my daughter, so you think. Wait till the end of the chasana. Tam kikeves. Ucharacha, lifnei gozizel. Shasa kehoigen, he drinks well, meaning he drinks a cup, a revius, or something like that. The Orchos Tzadikim's Marech, how Talmidei Chacham were able to open their minds from just a little bit. Simchas Yontif as well. He drinks kehoigen, and he's gibor ka'ari. He's opened up. Power of wine. Kaven sheshasa yoiser midai. Okay, we didn't get to getting drunk yet. He went, you know that question, where can I handle this? Just whoop. Like when you go, he's had a little too much to drink. That's the nusach. No, if he's totally sheker, you don't say that nusach. This is called, he's had a little too much to drink. Kaven sheshasa yosem idai, nasik kichazer, he's now called a pig. Mislachlik b'mei raglayim u'bedavar achar, he's wallowing in his own excrement. Uh-oh. Why? He's lost his discretion. He's taken his mind, and he's put it under risk on any level. Nishtaker! And he actually becomes drunk, that's the next level? Ooh! Nasa Kikof, he becomes a monkey, Rabosa. If you don't believe me, I'm about to tell you what he says over here. Nasa Kikof, omeid umarakeid. Am I doing a good job? Dancing. Umesachek, moitzi lefnei hakol nivlus peh. And he's mighty in front of everyone, nibble peh. The eno yodea mayas, and he has no clue what he's doing. Says the Satan, this is the path. I once saw this. I saw somebody, Rahman al-Tan, I once saw such a thing. Not going to tell you what I saw. But I saw a person who I thought was a person as a monkey. It was unbelievable what was going on. Rahman al-Tan. But a person could say, you know, I'm drunk. What do you expect? So on that we have another tanchuma. Says the tanchuma in Kedoshim base. Kedoshim to you. Kodesh ani Hashem alakechem. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Ad shelo barasi olam yu lemalachi yasharetz mekalzin osi bachem. Before man was created, the malachim were praising this people called Yisrael. There would be Mikal Sashem and these people called Yisrael. But they didn't know who these people were. Who was Yisrael? Kavran Shenivra Adam Arishan. First, Adam came. Amru Malachi Asheret Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rebon Shalom. Zeshanu Mikal Sin. Is this the person we're supposed to be praising? Amru Lehem Lo. Ganavu. He's a Ganav. Why? Vatochel mina eitz, he ate from the eitz adas, which he wasn't supposed to. Bo noyach, now noyach came, another amazing tzaddik. Amru lo zehu, is this him? Amru lehem zeh shikr hu, this is a drunkard. Bachmano etzlan, noyach ish tzaddik. But it brings vayesh min ayayin vayishkar. Okay. Amad Avraham, and it says Avraham had was a ger, so he's not fully perfected yet. He had Yishmael come out of him. Yitzchak favored Esav, so he had a certain bechina in him that wasn't fully finished. And Yaakov Avinu comes, and it says, this is the person, Yisrael Asher Becha Espar. This is the one who we are supposed to praise, who has the name of Hashem coming from. I have a basic question over here, okay? This is a little bit unfair. Okay, I understand Adam HaRishon did something of cosmic significance over here. Okay, this was the Eitz Hadas. We're still suffering the consequences, okay? The world would have been done in 6 days. Shabbos would have been done. Now we're here for 6,000 years because of this. That's one very big offense. Okay, Avraham wasn't perfected in the way that we could fully identify Hashem's name with him because, first of all, his father was Terach, and also he had Yishmael. Yitzchak Avinu had a certain bechina which had an ava towards Esav, which was a hashkafa that lefi, it wasn't something wrong necessarily, but lefi, the way things are supposed to be, it's not perfect yet. And lefi, what we're supposed to see of the Shem Hashem, we had to wait till Yaakov Avinu. But Noach was a shikr? He was a shikr? He just had a bad day, Rabbi Otai. He had one bad day. This is not... But it says here he was a shikr. And obviously, you have to speak with trepidation here, but we're reading a lashon of a medrash. It says in our medrash that somebody, whoever gives up their prized possession called their brain, ever, whoever's willing to do such a thing is be'etzem a drunk person. Somebody who doesn't value the life of being besimcha with the normal reality and needs to get high from something else, such a person who could make such a decision doesn't value their das, does not value the ability to live in their own life. It's a matzav of shichras, Rachman al-Itzlan. You know, today, they're legalizing marijuana everywhere, Rabosa. And I'm hearing from people, you know, it's unbelievable, the things. It's scary what's becoming legal in the world. And it's scary how it's mashpia. It's mashpia. It's mashpia. All sorts of things they're legalizing, and people who are born into this have no understanding. But we have Rav Moshe Feinstein. He spoke about this. The idea of somebody willing to get out of their life, escape from everything, and experience something that's not supposed to be experienced. Life is filled with challenges. Life is filled with day-to-day responsibilities. And to think that a person could get out of this, why in the world was it illegal before? Do you know? Why in the world were these things illegal? It won't be long before in every state it's going to be legal. This is just how it starts. Why in the world? Now they have Dr. Greens. You go to California, they have a doctor. It's like, yeah, man, you have a cold. Here's a prescription, man. That's what they do. And then you get your ticket and you get your thing. What's going on? Why was it illegal? Because people appreciated das. People understood that it should be illegal to lose your mind. Life is too precious, even to a guy. There were certain points where they made even consumption of alcohol illegal. For this reason, Rabbi Isai. It's a logical thing that you can never give this up. And if that's the case, what in the world is going on Purim? What in the world is going on? On Hilchus Yontif, right? You have a cup of wine, you're good to go. You're a Mekayim Mitzvah Deraisa. Says the Rambam in Hilchus Yontif, Perek Vav Alachachav, Kisha Adam Oichel V'Shoyse V'Sameach Berego. When you're happy on Yontif, Lo Yimashech B'Yayin. Do not drink too much. Whoa, nobody told me that, Rambam. Yeah, says it in the Rambam. U'Bischaik. And don't have too much chok, Mikalas Roish. V'yomer kol misha yosef is a yarbet mitzvah simcha. And don't dare say, simchas yontif. No, the Rambam got you. He says, don't you say that. Don't say simchas yontif. She hashichrus v'haschoik harbe v'kalus roish. Ain't a simcha. The Ram says, this is craziness. This is not happiness. This is not what the Torah had in mind. We were never commanded to get out of our lives. Simcha that involves avodas Hashem, which means you have to be in your game. You have to be aware. How can you be over Hashem? And then the Rambam ends. The efshar lavodes Hashem. Lo mitok soik, lo mitok kalas roish, lo mitok shechrit. It's an impossibility to serve Hashem when you're drunk. An impossibility. It's an impossibility. Then I have a stira in Rambam's Rabosai. An open stira. He says it's an impossibility. But there's another Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah. Ketzad choyva su'uda zu. Yoichel basar v'yisakin su'da na'a meki gishmaka su'da. V'shoyse yayin ad sheyishtaker. This same Rambam says drink. Drink. And when you're done, drink some more. Keep drinking. And when do you stop? And don't take that cheap nap that people call the nap. You know, you took a nap. The Ram doesn't go for that if you read his Lashon. People think that he's the makar for this nap. He doesn't. He says, v'yirdam b'shichras. You have to drink so much that you go to sleep from being drunk. Not, now I'm going to take a nap. I had my revius of one. No. Leave that to the Ramah. That's not the Rambam. The Rambam says, yishtaker v'yirdam b'shichras. You should drink yourself into, you know, those guys. Like, not. Careful, I don't want to get sued. See if we'll put this on there. But what's going on? Any thinking person. It's impossible. And yet the same Rambam. What's going on over here? So we have to get a little bit, not a little bit, we have to get very deep. Very, very deep. We're going back to Avram Avinu. He wrote a sefer. Avram Avinu wrote a sefer. And guess what? Avram Avinu had an opinion about Purim. That's right. Avram Avinu wrote a sefer called Sefer Yetzirah. You've heard of it? Sefer Yetzirah. And in there he says, you know what the month of Adar is? It's connected a feeling that a person has. He has 12 feelings that each month is for. You know what the month of Adar is for? Schoik! Schoik, not Simcha, guys. All the thing. What have I been talking about? For a few weeks, I've been yapping and yapping about how bad Tzchok is. Comes Adar. Adar's the month of Tzchok. And the Goyin is in his parish on Sefer Yetzirah says, Purim's called Yemei Mishteh. It's a time to get drunk. What's going on over here? What's going on? And Reb Sadik in Likutei Amarim says that this is why there's a minog on Purim. And he says, minog Yisrael Torah to make jokes. Tzchok. Things that all year round are not just immature, but if everything has to be clean. Everything has to be clean, even on Purim. But during the year, it's totally inappropriate. It's totally inappropriate. A person's supposed to be besimcha, not tzchaik. And says, Reb Sadik, minhag Yisroel Torah, he says, it's already in the Sefer Yetzirah. So what's going on over here? What exactly does the Rebbeinu Shalom want from us on Purim? What's the avodah b'chlal? So I was thinking the following idea. Something didn't sit right with me. Sometimes, and even maybe I've said this myself, there's something called Ad Lo Yada. Ad Lo Yada Bein Arur Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. Right? Right? And it always bothered me. The villains in Klal Yisrael's history. So it's true the topic is Haman. Right? It's true. But would anybody in their right mind, and when I said this to someone, someone said, yeah, people do this, so I'm at a loss. Would anyone dress up or make a Hamantashen the shape of the emblem of the Third Reich, Rachmana Litzlan, and say it's Purim? Would anybody do that? Would anybody say, Ad lo yada be Nebuchadnezzar le, you know, le Mordechai, le Titus Harasha? So maybe you'll tell me, yeah. But it doesn't say that. It doesn't sit right with me either. But I wasn't sure why it doesn't sit right with me. What's the difference between Haman and everybody else? So there's something profoundly different, Rabbi Isai. Something profoundly different. Rachmana Litzlan a person who could ever get to a madrega of not remembering Nazi Germany has forgotten 6 million Yidden. It's true that Klal Yisrael came out of that, and it's true that someone who has an appreciation of history, or what's called according to the Ramchal Hanhagas Ayichud, shows that somehow that Tkufa got us further, advanced us in history. That's true. But it's sick to ignore the dent that Russia Marusha Yamach Shemoy the Zichroi did. Nebuchadnezzar Titus, blood everywhere. There's no such thing of ever getting to the Madrega of ignoring what was done. But guess what? This is the biggest Purim Shpiel, Rabosai. Haman, you know what he did in his lifetime? He's a loser, Rabosai. If he has like one of those books, like My Diary of What I Want to Do, he didn't do nothing, ever. The guy is a big joke. It was all a big joke. He was yapping away and planning everything, and everything, without one exception, got totally turned on his head. Nothing happened. Nothing. Only good things. Thank you, Haman! Woo! Look what he did! Whoa. Don't do that. Don't speak that way. You know who Haman is? We're in Shushan right now. The first guy gets up, Haman! Don't worry, he had too much to drink. Oh, that's okay. If he had too much to drink, it's okay. Because the pshat here is that, yeah, Haman was a Russia, but Haman in his entire existence only brought us to tshuva, to tefillah, to tzedakah, to improving ourselves. Everything about this man brought us further. And it's amazing to think about. There's no greater joke. There's no greater craziness. Craziness. This is not simcha. This is ludicrous. This is insane. This is a taste of Olam Haba. This is a taste. Not a taste because it didn't happen. It happened here, live, in Shushan. This happened. That we saw how Hashem is running things in totality. Not 30%, not 40%, but this man only helped us. Now, if you say this when you're sober, says the Arizal, you give Haman power. You can never compliment a Russia when you're sober. But there's something above. When a person loses himself, he can get to a bigger clarity of life. Which he's only allowed to say things because he had too much to drink. And we're swimming there. On Purim, we're swimming to a place that we're not allowed to be all year round. It's usher to be there. And on Purim, we can't be sober. You'll excuse me for saying that. What we're trying to experience on Purim is to really stop being angry at Haman. Would you stop being angry at him? No, I can't be. I can't stop. He wanted to kill us. He's a Malik. Machayamcha. Destroy him. No, have another drink. Okay. I hate him still. Have another drink. Hate him. Haman. Let's go. To understand every part of the year. When you drink, you get out of touch with reality. On Purim, the reality is so great that your mind will mess you up. So you have to get rid of your mind. In order to understand Purim, you have to fly somewhere else. And on Shabbos, I did a most dangerous thing. I was sitting on my lazy boy, and I had Yishev Hadas. And I don't do this all year round. The Bachrim know this. But I tried to do gematrias. That's right. I did gematrias. I'm not a Rebbe. But I felt Haman must have a remez to Hashem Yisbarach in his name. And within 2 minutes, and I'm not good at math. I'm not good at math. This is a very easy gematria. I would have fell down, but I was in a lazy boy, so I reclined. And I came with something frightening. What is the name of Hashem in the Megillah? According to the Gaon, the Arizal, what's the name? HaMelech. What's the gematria of Haman? HaMelech! I sat on my chair, and I was stunned. And I spoke to very big people this week to see if I could say this here. Because it's startling. What's this man saying? He's saying, Haman, what's he saying? So I did a search on my computer, Baruch Hashem for computers, of Kabbalistic Svarim. And the Yalkut Ruveni says that there are two HaMelechs in the Megillah. There's the HaMelech, and there's Haman HaRasha. Both of them, 95. And they're fighting with each other. There's the Hamelech, the real Hamelech, and then there's I'm the king, I'm the star, I'm in control. And Purim's about being Mevatlet, but I think there's something even deeper. Both of them are Hashem, Rabosai. And in any other story, you'd be a sick man to say this. And perhaps, if you're sober, you're also sick to say this. But after a few drinks, you see that what happened over here, the Tachlis of Ra, what did we get from this Yetzer Hara? All the kochos around the world, they're really to get us somewhere greater. It's all to get us somewhere greater. All that happened over here was good for us. A true understanding of the master plan. There's no other rush like this that exists on the Jewish calendar, Rabosai. The only thing you can do is just joke around. Joke around. And we'll talk about next time how to joke around properly. But that's the metzius over here, is it's not something that our minds can handle. And I was thinking, this bothered me a lot. The Gemara in Erchin quotes Rava, that we don't say Hallel. We don't say Hallel on Purim. Why? Akati Avdei Achashverishana. We're still servants of Achashverish. Can I ask you a question? It's bothered me a lot. I understand Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to say Hallel. Says the Rambam. Why? Because they're not Yemei Simcha Yisera. The Rambam both in Yad, explaining the Gemara in Erchin, and the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis and Rosh Hashanah, say that it's not a happy time that's happy enough for Hallel. It's a tapered Simcha. It's a time of tshuva, of Maisim Tovim, of being level-headed. Not a time for Hallel. Hallel's a culmination. So then I ask you, it says in Avram Avinu Sefer that Purim is Schaik, which is much more high octane than Simcha. So if you're telling me that on Purim you can take a Haman and you can start dancing with him in the middle of the circle, why can't you say Hallel? Why can't you say Hallel? Okay, so we'll bring Achashverosh in too. Achashverosh! Right? Why not? So I think the pshat is the following, Rabosai. Hallel is too formulated. The word shira, which is the word for hallel in the Gemara, hallel is something that's a shir, which is a circle. It starts at one point and goes full circle. Everything comes together in hallel. Hallel is an avodah of the mind. You're supposed to be in shul. You cannot bring a beer in for hallel. It doesn't work, Rabbi Asai. You can't bring five bottles of wine and just say, hallel is an avodah of das. And we can't, because we keep bumping into the fact that we're still servants of Achashverosh. It's not a fully happy ending. But Hashem put us in a vacuum over here. That if we just focus on Haman, what happens over here? With Amalek, which is the Koach HaRa that will never have a tikkun, other than being destroyed. The mitzvah d'oraisa to eradicate them from the face of the earth. And somehow this man's plans became our simcha. If I can stay in that vacuum, but I keep hitting Achashverosh, so forget Hallel. Things are not going to fully come together, but have a drink. Have a drink. Climb up. Climb up. There's so many losers wandering around on Purim who have no idea why they're getting drunk. No idea why they're getting drunk, Rabosai. And it's such a tragedy. It's such a tragedy because they're showing how disconnected they are from Purim. Purim is a day where you can reach levels of happiness that only in Olam Haba will be similar. Only in Olam Haba. It's a day where everything becomes clear. Everything. And a person has to set a direction. He has to set a direction for himself. Why am I happy today? Did I get clarity in something? Or am I just a guy who's done this every Thursday night and Shabbos night, and now I'm doing it on Purim? Bezrus Hashem, next time I hope that we're going to be zeicha to learn how to go through the day of Purim, the derech avoida, to have everything, Rabbi Isai. Not to just be, everyone like just remembers this craziness of Purim, but then they can't get the craziness of Purim. They can't get the schlik. And Bezrus Hashem, B'li Neder, next time we'll work on the avoida of Purim, the avoida yom yomi of Purim.